Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're going to be talking about Icon purchasing PRA. So, is this something that is very, very important for the clinical research industry? You bet it is, because Icon and PRA are two big clinical research organizations or contract research organizations, and they are players that are obviously trying to be the top dog. So the top dog right now is IQVIA, followed by Syneos Health. And so this is one of the big mergers, and I believe INC Research and Inventive Health that created Syneos Health was the last big merger that we've seen. So we're going to go into in a second why this is a big deal for you guys and why you should care about this. But before we do, just want to let you guys know, if you guys are interested in working for one of these companies, like the Pfizer's, like the IQVIA's, like the Syneos Health, like the Icon and PRA's and their new company that they're creating, you're gonna make sure that your resume is on point, is on tip top shape. You're gonna want to make sure your LinkedIn profile is in tip top shape. You're gonna want to make sure that your application strategy is in tip top shape before you can even go and start applying to these places. And you want to make sure that you get the best bang for your buck when applying to these places. So if you need help with that, email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com to get more information about that. So yeah, guys, this is a big deal because Icon is going to be buying PRA in a stock deal. So yeah, let's go ahead and read some of this information from the street. So it said, Icon said that on Wednesday, they're going to agree to buy PRA Health in a cash and stock transaction valued at $12 billion. Under these terms of the deal, Icon will pay PRA shareholders $80 in cash and 41 cents a share of Icon stock, which is roughly a 30% premium to PRA's closing price of $127. Basically, the Icon executive team will remain as executives. The new company will be headquartered in Dublin, Ireland, which is where Icon is based now. And PRA Health Sciences is actually based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. So PRA is a good company, and I always talk about, you guys know this, the Triangle as the best place to move if you're interested in clinical research and if you're interested in moving, because the cost of living is low and the salaries still remain high. So it's because of companies like PRA that are headquartered in the Triangle. Why people should think about moving there if they're going to move for clinical research. And PRA is just one of them. So yeah, guys, typically, how do I feel about mergers? I'm not the biggest fan of mergers for your guys' sake, because it becomes a lot harder to get jobs. There's one less company that's hiring. So if one company doesn't work out, you can go to another company. If another company doesn't work out, you can go to another company. So that reduces the amount of companies that you have the access to apply to and build relationships with if they are constantly merging. But this seems like it's not going to stop anytime soon. That's what how mature spaces go. They merge and merge and merge and eventually become big giant conglomerates. So if you can imagine, that's how Pfizer got so big, Merck got so big, Johnson & Johnson, they buying companies and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's just what it is, guys. And that's just how it's going to be. So hopefully you guys can make the most of it. We all can make the most of it. This is just big news. Just big news. I mean, I don't think this is going to be the last merger we see in 2021, 2022. We're definitely going to see more. And it's just the latest one. And I don't think we've seen a big one. We haven't seen a merger this big since INC Research Inventive Health. So this is a blockbuster. I don't know if this new company is going to be the third biggest or the second biggest, but they're definitely not, probably not going to be the first biggest. IQVIA is just so big now. But yeah, guys, this is huge. So, I mean, there's obviously going to be some turnover at the company that's going to happen. Turnover is going to happen because you got two philosophies, two ways of doing business coming together. Some people aren't going to like it. Some people are going to want to change their scenery. So there's going to be some turnover. So there's going to be some opportunity. those people that are looking for jobs, there will be opportunity here. If you ever wanted to work at a PRA or an ICON, and stay looking at the job board, stay looking at Indeed, stay looking at their websites, because there's definitely going to be some opportunity here. As things flesh out, typically when a merger happens, some people lose their jobs because there's redundancy, and that's always unfortunate. So some people will lose their jobs, but then they end up bringing people back, probably because just simply because they need the workforce now. So typically they're going to contract, there's going to be some turnover in there, and then they're going to start bringing people back. But who knows how quickly things are going to happen. I'm assuming as soon as the purchase is approved, they are going to start getting to work on it, start having a transition team, and start merging these things together, merging these two entities together. So this is interesting, guys. We'll see. We'll see. But the contract research organization market continues to condense. And so let's see how we can use this to our benefit. How can we use these mergers and acquisitions to our benefit, other than, trading the stock price? As far as looking for jobs and transferring from company to company, this is one less company to transfer to, because two now became one. But this is very, very interesting. So more on this later. If you have any questions, email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care.